Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over, I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio this today, and we just thank God for what he's doing, and we just want everyone to feel welcome to come on in and praise the Lord with us. And we still got a few sick here that come on the radio, so just be praying for them, that God will touch them and heal them. And you are tuned in to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want to welcome all the new listeners from all over the world and all the ones that pray for this ministry on a daily basis. We just appreciate every prayer that we can get from you, and we just thank God for you. And we know that we can do nothing without the Lord. We got to have the Lord doing everything for us, through us. Facebook listeners can put their prayer requests and their praise reports in the comments below, and we'll get back with you, and we'll look at them and pray over them. And so just be praying for us tonight, and we got a couple out that's still sick, so just remember them tonight, and tell all your friends and your family about the broadcast, and if you don't mind, like and share it, so we can get the gospel out to others. And we just want to praise the Lord for the way that he's answering prayers and for the way that he's meeting needs there in the church. And, well, all the churches that we've been in, God's been doing some great and mighty things. So we just thank him for it and expecting greater and mightier things. And we thank God for the three babies that we've been praying for that weighed a pound and something. All three of them are doing a lot better. And one of them that I know of still in the hospital. So just pray for her that she'll get stronger and stronger every day. Her mother said that she's gaining strength. So we just thank God for that. And remember a person that has cancer in several places. We know that God is the healer. Nothing's too hard for God. Remember a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old that are running fevers tonight. And we just asked everybody to pray for a granddaughter that's in the hospital that's needing a healing touch. Remember Angie, Daniel, and Leon tonight as you pray. And there's many more that I'll read off a little bit later. But our subject for tonight is coming out of Mark 11, starting with 22. But the verse that we're going with is 24, but I'm going to read from 22 to 24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. You know, we can't do nothing unless we have our faith and our trust in the Lord. We get saved through faith. We get healed through faith. Our needs are met by faith. We're delivered by faith. So we got to have that faith and trust in the Lord before he can hear and answer the prayers. If we're praying for something, we got to believe. We can't doubt. If we start doubting, then we will do without. We won't have our prayers answered. So that's what the subject is about tonight, is having faith. And verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ye desire, when ye pray, believe ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And I got a couple more verses that I want to read that goes along with faith. We know that the word says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, we get our faith filled up when we start getting in the word and start believing his promises. And James 5:14. I want to read it here if I can find it. Hold, bear with me just a minute. My Bible's getting old and it's hard to turn the pages. Bear with me just 1 minute there. Okay, James 5:14 says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We know that God don't hear the sinner's prayer. You know, if they're praying about something, if they're calling on the Lord to be saved, yes, he hears them. And then once you get saved, he will start hearing these prayers that you pray. So it's important to have the Lord in your life, or he is not going to answer those prayers. And another thing is that faith is not believing that God can, but it's knowing that he will. When we pray and believe, we know that God's going to answer our prayers. And I just thank God for that. And I'm going to get this caller on here. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right, sis, you know, I always like to start out to say I thank God, you know, to be here, to wake up like I did this morning, look out and the sky is just pretty blue, no clouds, no nothing. What a wonderful day he gave us. We're so blessed to be here. And
yes,
so many people ignore the blessings of God, and they ignore God till they get to needing something, till they're hurting, till they're sick, till their family's down, whatever. And then they want to pray and expect God to be sitting up there with his ears wide open just listening for them to cry out where he can do something for them. But it don't really work that way. Well, I want to start reading this tonight a little bit. But, you know, on set where it was, you know, that's when Jesus came by and saw that fig tree. And he saw it, and he went to that fig tree that thought he might get some fruit off of it. But when he got there, nothing but leaves. In verse 14 of chapter 11 there in Mark, Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. You get down there at verse 20, and it says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. Now, ain't that something? Jesus done something, and they were still marveling it. Every little thing he did, they was like, oh, Master, look, you said that tree? That tree's dead and gone now. Look, it done dried up. It's what Jesus said to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. That right there is the key. You pray to God, you got some problem tonight. And you need God to move on you. and you're a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus, you're a doer of the Word of God, you're righteous and you're trying to live holy, when you pray, God's listening. He'll be moving in that prayer. But you can't think, how can you think that you're out here in this world and you're living ungodly? You're holding hands with Satan day by day. But glory to God, when you get in trouble, it's like, Lord, help me. Lord, look, I need you to help now. Lord, this is an emergency. And he can't hear nothing you said. There's sin between you and God. And when you don't do nothing about that sin, why do you think God would be listening to you? And I thought of an example. If you walked around looking mean and mean-eyeing everybody, had a machete in one hand and a gun in the other, I doubt your neighbors coming up and saying, Brother, how you doing today? Because they're scared of you. Well, God ain't scared of you, but he don't want no sin around him. He don't want evil coming into his kingdom, and there's none coming in, praise God, because we are to be cleaned up by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, where we can overcome sin in our life, overcome lust, overcome the desires of the world, and follow Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He went on and said, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and listen to these words, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want to be one of them. Just a bit, I want to be one of them. That if I cry out to God, God's moving. Praise God. I got a call this evening about 2 hours ago. My sister, older sister called. My brother-in-law had to be taken to the hospital with ambulance. Heart trouble. Me and mother grabbed hands and went to praying. And I just called a little after that. Oh, he's doing better now. They don't know what it was, but they're running tests just to see if it was anything bad. But they don't think it was. You don't think prayer can't change things just like that. It can change things. But now people don't think that it's going to be automatic, instantaneous, just because you believe. And just God moves just like he might. Look like he moved on Lazarus. 4 days Lazarus laid in that tomb. But when Jesus got there, he was still right on time. And you may think he ought to move right now, right now, right now. But as long as you believe that it's coming, it'll get there on time. Praise God. I went 2 years and 9 months when this eye was put out. But I believed God. I told everybody I was going to be able to see again. I told there was 3 preachers down there when I got my eye operated on. And I told them, I'm going to get sight in this eye. Well, the doctor said I'd never see out of it. Jesus said I would. Friend, I'm reading my Bible. You see it? I don't wear contacts. Right there with my glasses, I'm showing them on this video. I have to have glasses to see outside. But praise God, I can read this Bible without anything. That's what Jesus did. That's what prayer in faith does. Glory to God. And he said, therefore, I say to you, this is what he's saying to all of us, every Christian, every sinner, because if you don't have faith in God, sinner, have faith enough to ask him to forgive you, why are you looking for him to answer your prayers? It says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. He said what he said. Let's get this doubt out of our way. They come to, glory to God. Preachers used to kill me. They'd go to the hospitals. Come in the room, you got somebody sick. Yeah, we're going to pray for you. Oh, Lord, move on him. Oh, Lord, take this sickness. Lord, lift them up out of this bed. Let them be able to go home, if it be your will. Well, if you didn't believe it was God's will, was you praying against his will? Preachers, let me ask you something. Is that what you was doing? You was afraid that you're praying against God's will? Let me just quote a little scripture to you. He said, above all things, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul is prospered. Is it that you're praying? You're going at prospered with God. You're not moving up and getting closer and seeking more of Him. Is that why you say, if it be your will? Because I think it's God's will to answer everyone's prayer as long as it's one of His children, somebody that's turned to God. Because the first prayer He wants to hear from everybody is, Lord, forgive me. I need you in my life. I need you. I have faith that you'll take my sin away. I have faith that you died on that cross, glory to God, to pay my sin debt. And if I'll come to you, you said you'd forgive me. You'd forgive my sins. You'd clean me from all unrighteousness. And through faith, God, I come to you now. That's the prayer He wants to hear first. Then the rest of your prayers, people, it says that His ears is always like that. He's listening for your cry. He's listening to know when you're in trouble. He even told you, cast your care on me, because I care for you. When you're in trouble, you got a thing that's hindering you, binding you down, cry out to Jesus. When somebody's sick and the doctor said they can't make it, cry out to Jesus. Don't take their word for it. You get that second opinion, you're going to come on out. Glory to God. It's time that we really become the children of God that He said we can be. He said we can be the sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lord. Then why are we not doing that? Why do we not know that we have a Father that loves us so much that we're dear children? He's going to take care of us.
Amen.
And when we pray, if it's not in faith, I'm going to say this. Glory to God. What name is to do it, but I will. You go to praying and you don't believe that it's going to happen and know that God's going to do it, you're just wasting your breath and God's time.
That's right.
Because He is not going to move on a prayer without faith. Faith opens the door to God. Faith
That's
is
right.
what heals us. Glory to God. You don't think faith's what heals us? Let me get over here and read a little. Excuse me. But I thought about
Thank
this. Glory to God. It says this, that there was a woman in the Bible. It comes out of chapter 9 in Matthew, start at 20. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind Him, touched the hem of His garment. Y'all remember that story? Then why don't you remember it when you pray? It says, for she said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned Him about. And when He saw her, what did He say to her? Y'all, you remember that? Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman
Amen.
Was made whole from that hour. Now, glory to God. If that woman had to have faith to get healed, you reckon we might need some to get our prayers through? Especially when we're asking for something that we don't need. But when somebody's in serious trouble, like my brother-in-law having that heart, didn't know if it's a heart attack, what it was, but we got praying and already got the news, it's better now. Glory to God. That's how God moves. He listens when you cry out in faith. And I even pray and say, Lord, I believe. Thank you for it. Right now, I want to thank you before I quit praying. That's how you need to pray. When we ask for something, right that minute, we need to go to thanking God for it.
Amen.
What does it say, chapter 11? Chapter 11 in Hebrews says this in the first verse. Now, faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for, but it's the evidence of the things you hadn't seen yet. Did you hear me add a word? I add that, yet. Things you hadn't seen yet. Because if we have faith in God, I've done read it to you. He said, you're going to see Him. He said, the things you asked for, You will have them. Glory to God. People, wake up. Let's get our faith built back up where it ought to be, where we can see somebody hurting. We're the first ones to them. We want to hold them. We want to help them. We want to pray for them, a prayer that will do something. I want to see this nation healed from all this violence, murdering. But glory to God. Killing little babies for no reason. It don't even make sense anymore. Got everything in the world to keep them from it. They still do it. We'll go on and give us a little more here. I remember this right here. It says this in 27. When Jesus departed thence two blind men, falling and crying, and said, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto him, here's what he said. He said it to me and you too. Every time we pray, every time we ask him for something, believe ye that I am able to do this? Because that's what hinges your prayer from being answered or being left. A glory to God. Do you believe he's able? If you believe he's able, you know he will. Glory to God. Faith opens the door to healing. Faith opens the doors to the blessings that you need in your life when you pray for, praise God. And nothing else can open that door but faith in Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He said, well, praise the Lord. Then said ye unto the yea, Lord. They told him, yea, Lord, we believe you're able to do this. Then touched me their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. People, that's what he's saying today. He's still saying that same thing. According to your faith, the answer of your prayers, let it be unto you. According to your faith, if we've got unanswered prayers, the devil smacked us with that doubt. He smacked us with that doubt to keep us from getting what we asked for. But glory to God, I know this. If they can get their eyesight back, if I can get mine back, if that woman can be healed from an issue of blood, and praise God, he said they brought all manner of sickness and disease and crippled, lame, blind, all maimed unto Jesus. One with a withered hand, little bitty hand, stretched it out, didn't become whole again. If he can do all that, you think he can't answer all of the people's prayers?
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's up to you to get your prayer answered. I'm telling you, it's up to how you pray, how you believe, how you trust, how you understand Jesus. Glory to God. Do you understand? He loved you enough to die, suffer, and go to that cross for you. He loved you enough that that wasn't enough. He rose from the dead, and he conquered death, hell, and the grave. Praise God that we don't have to go back. He said when he's talking to Mary and Martha, him that believed in me shall never die. Glory to God. But he asked him something. Believest thou this? Do we believe that? Do we trust him like we claim we do? Or do we trust him like he asked us to? Because glory to God, there's a lot of difference in that.
Amen.
All over the world right now, if you ask, he'll say yes. I believe in God. Yes, I believe in salvation. Yes, I do. And they can't get a prayer no higher than to see you. Because
Amen.
They don't trust you to answer those prayers. They don't believe that he's a I am God. You say, what's
Amen.
That? It's a God that is what we need when we need it to be there for us, to lead us through all the troubles, trials, tribulations this world can throw at us. And still come out victorious because the devil was defeated at Calvary. He can't make you do nothing. Everything you surrender to, you do it on your own. You think that won't
Amen.
Kill your faith? You're holding hands with the devil? If he's got you doing things Mom. That's against the word of God and you still think you can get your prayer through, you're living worldly. You're living out here. All you enjoy about church is the get-togethers, the things y'all do, the places you go. At pool parties, this guy, that guy, watching the Super Bowl, whatever it is, that ain't got nothing to do with God.
Amen.
God's about word. God's about living the word of God. God is like he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we
Amen.
Love him, we believe. And praise God. If we keep his commandments, when we pray, he's going to move.
Amen.
It's like it's never been. We need God to move in our nation. We need this nation turned around, folks. They're coddling criminals more than they are the victims now. We've got to get this turned back around where we've got a security. You know where it comes from? It don't come from the government. It don't come from the police. It comes from God. He protects his own. And glory to God. It's like he did with Job. He can put a hedge about you and evil can't touch you. But praise God, you got to have that one thing. That one thing is what protects you. That one thing is what moves God. That one thing is what answers prayers, and it's called faith. And we're the ones supposed to have it. We're supposed to have enough faith to move a mountain. And most of them couldn't move a molehill. We've got to have faith that on our deathbed, we're not scared of it because we know where we're going. If you can have that kind of peace in your heart, peace in your mind, of knowing if I leave here today, I know where I'll be tomorrow. Praise God that you haven't got faith in God like you claim to have. There's something lacking or something in the way. And whatever it is, right now that, you need to get rid of that. You need to get it working. No matter what you ask God, you just look for it to happen. Because if you ain't got that kind of faith, why would he move? I thought about that a whole lot. If I, like, people's out here, it's on dope. I'm going to give that for an example. And they go to daddy and mama's house, they steal from them. They'll get in there. I know one that took their daddy's tools out of his garage, thousands of dollars worth, went out and sold them, bought him some dope. Well, they forgave him. He got out of jail. He'd come back to their house, stole money out of their pocketbook, took his mama's ring, sold him, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they got where he'd come back, say, I've changed. But they got where they didn't believe him anymore. Well, you think God don't get the kind of doubt in us when every time we come ask him to forgive us, Lord, I repent, forgive me. I'm turning away from everything when I get over you. And 2 days later, you're doing the same thing again. You think he don't get a little bit worried about your faith? Because if you
have,
you never go backward. We always want to go forward. We was taught that when Peter got out of the boat and stepped out on the ocean, when Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter got out and walked on him. He looked off and saw the waves. We got a lot of things in this world trying to take our attention, trying to get our eyes off of Jesus. But praise God, I got faith enough to know every time I look off, I go down a little bit. And he's got to pick me back up. People, if we got faith, we just go fasting on him. That's where I'm going home. Jesus made a way. It's straight, it's narrow. Glory to God. But look what's at the end of that road. Praise God. That's where we ought to be headed. And we can't get there any way but through faith. Because it said in the Bible, glory to God, that, see, he is God. He is faithful. And it said that he is, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. They're hunting.
Yeah.
They're seeking out God. They're calling him for their problems. I don't trust me with them, God, but I trust you. My faith is in you. It ain't James Miles and what good things I can do. I can't do nothing of myself, only through Jesus. But when we strive, when we try, when we put our heart into serving God, praise the Lord,
amen,
the benefits start coming back. That faith reaches to God, and God starts doing things in our lives. Praise God. I got lost children, folks. Daddy wants to see my kids in. I can't let go of the plow and look back now. I got to hold on and keep plowing that straight, narrow furrow. Glory to God. Because God is going to plant some seeds in it. And I'm going to get to see my children and grandchildren come in. Praise the Lord. And there's going to be others. But praise God, that's in my prayers, that's going to get well. And many of them going to come to know Jesus. Because right now, you can just about close your eyes and down and point at somebody. Whoever you're pointing at, more than likely, they don't know the Lord as their Savior. That's the time we live in. It's perilous times, well, they're here. We don't have to wait on them anymore. Glory to God. How about this? Here's what Jesus told them. In John 14, Big John, he said this in verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do.
Amen.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Here's that big word. It's one word that's in the Bible a lot of times. if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father, he shall give you another comfort, that may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. People, when you're in trouble, when the trials come, glory to God, when the sickness hits your family, I'm telling you, Jesus will come. He said, I'll not leave you come. I will come to you. I will be there with you. Glory to God. If you ain't got faith in anything else tonight, believe that Jesus is right there. He's in the midst of your trouble. He's in the midst of your trials. And he's on your side. But you got to be on his. You got to believe that he will. You got to can't just believe
Amen.
That, yeah, I know he can. I know he can. I know he can. No, I believe he will. I believe he'll come to your aid.
Yes.
I believe he'll be there to rescue you. I believe the hand of Jesus, that old nail-scarred hand, has touched me many times, glory to God. But it touches you too. If you got the faith, Jesus is coming to you. He just said so. I read it. He said, I will come to you. Praise God. What more could you ask of a Savior that died for us, but then he also said, I will come to you in your time of trouble. Ask what you will. I'll do it. I'll do it. Why? Because I love you.
Yes.
I love you because you keep my commandments. I love you because you trust me in your problems. I love you because you get out and praise me. I love you because you testify of me. Glory to God. I love you because you seek the Father's face. Glory. Hallelujah. That's why
you trust me.
Because you got the faith to do those things, Jesus will trust you, and you need him. He'll be with you. Glory to God.
There's
been a time when you get the feeling, I'm all alone, nobody on my side, all this is going wrong. Oh, woe is me. Jesus is right there. You know, he said where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'll be in the midst. I wonder if it's him and the Father made their abode for me. Every time I pray, that's three, isn't it? So he's right there with me. Every time when I cry out, when I need him, in the middle of the night, whenever it is, no matter what, Jesus is there, and he's moving. Don't glory to God. Old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was throwing that old fiery furnace out. But God didn't leave them in there to burn, did he? And all it burnt was a rope they tied with. Praise God. Old King looked in. They loose and walking around. Like, is this supposed to be hot? Are you hot? No, I ain't hot. Are you? No. Somebody was in there, folks. That same somebody will be with you right in the midst of the fire that old Satan throws around us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to worry because our Savior is coming to get in the midst of it. And he comes in. Church, listen. Glory to God. You go to church and you can't praise God. You can't give your testimony. You can't get into the service and help the move of God in the church. But now, when in trouble comes, you expect him to be right there with you.
That's it.
How did you get that? You know, it's like there's different things you can give money to, like up here at our fire department, volunteer. If you get donate money to them, when the ambulance has to come get you, don't charge you that. So everybody kind of donates to help them out anyway, because they're always helping somebody. So we donate to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give nothing to God, expect him to give everything to you. Is that how it works in your life? Is everybody do you that way? You're at work, and you tell them, hey, I need a raise. Hey, but you don't work the overtime I asked you to. You don't do like these other boys who run a lot of parts. You're always kind of goofing off. Yeah, but I need a raise up. Same thing asking God. God, I need a new car. That one's got 80,000 miles, about wear out. I need a new car. Don't expect nothing. Don't look for that new car to be parked in the driveway. Because God, he said, I'll take it to the needs. He said, of glory. God will supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Do you understand? Only through faith in him can you get anything. We are letting go of the blessings of God because this world is enticing people so much. They're running after it instead of to stand still and see the glory of God in your life. Stand still. Quit running after everything out here. Run after Jesus. Run after the one that can save you. Run after the one that can heal you. Run after the one that can bring your children in. Run after the one, glory to God, that can make everything better when everything's wrong. Praise God. I bet you Sister Betty can tell you 30, 40 stories where her and Brother Lloyd, when he was like, got down where they didn't have nothing, but God would just bring the blessings in. Glory to God. We went 6.5 months when I got my eye put out with not a dollar coming in. Not a dollar. Never was without money. Never got behind on one bill. God would just send people to me. Put it on my heart to give you this. And they'd give us just what we needed every day. That's God. But now what would happen if I hadn't known Jesus? What would happen if I hadn't yielded my will for his will all them years ago? What would have happened to me when this happened? And I would probably still be blind and probably would have lost everything we had, but we didn't. I had a God that loved me. I had a God that looked down and saw my faith and knew that I trusted him with my life, with my life, with my soul, with my prosperity, with my needs. Glory to God. He's never failed. Why should he start now? Glory to God. And yet, the sinners that's out in this world, they think that's all they got to do. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm in need so bad. But you won't cry out for what you really need. And what you really need is faith in Jesus Christ. And what he did for you on Calvary's cross. Praise the Lord. Because we've let go of the promises of God to look at the junk in the world.
Amen.
We better come home, people. Glory to God.
Right.
Churches, you better come back to life like you used to be. Glory to God. When I was a kid, I went up here to a church not far from here. And I come back home and told Mama, Lord God, they scared me to death. I've never been in a holiness church. There was people shouting, jumping over the pews. They run the back of them. They was people speaking, and I thought it's garbled up stuff, speaking in tongues. One would jump up and interpret what they were saying to the church, and the fullness of the gifts of God was working wide open in that church. The same church was white. God didn't change. God didn't change.
Amen.
Church of heaven.
Right.
I preached at that church many, many times, pastored it for a while. And I always preached about the Spirit, because I seen what they needed, and I preached it to them. And I was talking to them about, man, it is hard to get y'all to move. He said, oh, we used to shout all the time in here. Man, we'd shout. Sometimes it'd be 11, 12 o'clock at night when we got out. And I looked at him, I said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, what's that? I said, who changed? You're God. He just looked down like that and said, we did. People, if you know your mistakes tonight, I'm telling you, we got a God that loves you, that'll forgive you, that'll take your mistakes. He'll wipe your slate clean. Glory to God. He is one right now that you can depend on to be there. Do you remember the prodigal son?
Amen.
He took his share of his father's wealth and went off and said he blowed it on riotous living. We all know what that means. He went out, done this and that and the other. Money's gone. He's starving to death. Become a famine. He's eating corn husk with the swines. And all of a sudden, he comes to his senses. Oh,
amen.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my father. I'm going back to Father God. I'm going back to him and tell him, I'm not worthy to be your son. Just let me be one of your servants. And his father seen him. He was coming. He seen him coming well. And the father had so much mercy and compassion, just like he will on you, just like he did on me. He ran to him. The Father ran to him, fell on him, kissed his neck, told him, bring a ring and put on his finger, put shoes on his feet, bring a wood robe and put on, kill the fatty calf. My son that was dead is alive again. Glory to God. He's waiting on you. You might have backed up on God, backed out of church. You might have slowed down, slacked up, backslid as they call it. But praise God, he's still God. He's still the one that you trusted.
Yes,
when you
amen.
He's still the one that still got his arms out. He's waiting for you to come home. He's looking for you tonight. But glory to God. I want to read something. I done got in trouble for this one time. I'm going to do it again. John 9:31. And this is, glory to God, that man that had the blind eyes, Jesus opened his eyes. And they started questioning him. Yeah, well, we don't know. He said, I don't know where that man come from. All I know is he opened my eyes. He said, but you know this. He said, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Friend, don't get deceived. Glory to God. I was supposed to get that call. I was supposed to apologize to a woman because I preached this one time. I didn't know her. She just went to writing all kind of foul stuff on my post I put out. And the next day I got a call from a preacher. You need to apologize to her. I said, for what? He said, you hurt her feelings. I said, I just preached what it said. Yeah, but that hurt her feelings. You need to apologize. And it didn't take me just a second to answer. No. I will not apologize for what the word says. Tell her to move
Amen.
Up to what it said. And it won't offend her anymore. And friend, if the word of God offends you, let me tell you what to do. Move up to the word. Don't try to get the word to come down to your level. You move up to the word. The word is meant to condemn us of our sins, to show us the ways of iniquity, our debt. Glory to God. But when we come back to Jesus, hallelujah, God, he is there. He's waiting. But I'm going to tell you something. You take an airplane full of people, get up about 40,000 foot, and it lose power and start down. Everybody on that plane, atheist, I don't care what you are, they're going to be crying out to God. But now here's the thing to stop and think about. But how many of them is he going to hear? How many of them's got the faith to say, Lord, support this plane. Let it land safe, God. Don't let it fall and kill everybody on board. And you know, if everybody on the plane had that kind of faith, that plane would probably just feather down to the ground and they'd land it. But there's so many people today, the only time they call on God is when they need something from God. They don't call on him when it's time to worship him, when it's time to praise him, when it's time to pay your tithes, when it's time to put in an offering. Glory to God. Now, they ain't calling him in. They looking on their billfold like this. Got to see what I can afford. I got to make sure I got enough. I wanted that new video game to come out. They put their abundance in there. But it said in the Bible, there was a widow that come up in that line. These others put sacks of silver and gold down. And this widow woman goes up there 2 mites. That's less than a penny. Put that in. Jesus pointed her out. He said, verily I say unto you, this woman has given more than them all. Why? Because from her faith, she gave everything she had. That was all
Amen.
The money she had. She wasn't worried about what I'm going to do for lunch while I'm going to work. She wasn't worried about how I'm going to get gas. She wasn't worried about that. She was worried about God. She put her
Amen.
Money in. I guarantee you, it wasn't a day she had that back and more. Because we got a God that can do more. If they said abundantly, abundantly more than we can think or ask. So you can't
yes.
ask too much, Jimmy. You can't think of too much of glory to God that you want him to do as long as it's righteous, as long as it's not sinful. And he said, what did he say? You remember what he said? I bet there's some done forgot. He said, I will do it. I will come to you. I will do it. I'm not going to send an angel down. I will do it. I will come to you. Glory to God. If that ain't enough to excite every Christian around the globe tonight to know that the Savior himself will come for you. He'll help you.
Amen.
And he said, I will do whatsoever you ask of me. But he also said, if you keep my commandments.
Amen.
If we got faith in God, if we trust him for the things we're asking for, if we believe that not just that he's able, but that he will do it. And glory to God, we can see things done that we don't usually get to see done.
Amen.
I believe God. I'm going to get over here. I had a little spot I wanted to read over here, too. If I can find it. Glory to God. This is Hebrews. It says this. It's verse 6 and 11. 11th chapter, 6th verse. It's one you need to put in your heart and keep it.
Amen.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Amen.
For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Without
praise
faith,
God.
Glory to God. Do you understand what I just said? If you hadn't got faith like the woman with the issue of blood, like the blind men, like me when I had my eye done, I just had faith because I'd seen God move so much. It wasn't that I was so great, mighty, none of that stuff. I trusted God. He came through. He came through for the woman with the issue of blood. He came through for the blind men, praise God. He'll come through for you. But if you don't have faith, you're not going to please God at all. And God is not listening, friend. He said in the book of Romans, he said a measure of faith is given to all men. All men gets a measure of faith. What you do with it is up to you. Because I got news for you. You know how people always tell you, sometimes you know they tell you the truth. I say, I love you, brother. Love you, sister. I love you. I love you. Oh, if y'all ever need me, call me. If you ever need me, call me. Praise God, you get in trouble, call them. Oh, man, I can't right now. I got things lined up. I had to do today. Well, you said you love me, call you whenever I need you. But they're not like God, see. People will let you down. God's the one that won't. Put your faith in him. Don't put it in the ones like that. But I'm going to tell you about faith. Right now in America, I guarantee you, you ask most people if they believe in God. Oh, yeah, yeah. With all your heart, yes, I believe in God. I sure do. Where you go to church? Well, right now I ain't going. I used to go over here a while. I ain't going now, though. But you just said you believe in God. Well, yeah. Well, didn't he say, don't fail to assemble yourself together? Especially as you see the day approaching. The day approaching is the coming of the Lord. So we're not following his rules. We're not listening to what he said. We're not following his commandments. All these things that he said do, we don't do none of it. But we believe in God. Friend, that don't wash, does it? It just won't wash to say I believe in God, but I don't do nothing he said. I trust God, but I don't go to church. I believe God, but I can't afford to pay tithes. I trust God, but I can't put money in the offering because I ain't got much. That widow woman had two mites. Y'all don't understand. Less than a penny.
Amen.
You put that in. He said she put more than the rest of it. Put what you got. Let's see how much you trust God. Put what you got.
Yes,
we went to church one night in Kentucky, and a family we knew, their house burnt down. They lost everything. They was going to town. While they was going to town, their house caught fire. They lived sort of out in the country. Before it was ever seen, it was just fully engulfed. They lost all their clothes except what they had on. Everything was gone. And they come around, they're going to take up for them. And Brenda, my wife, said, how much of them we give us? Well, give them $50 anyway, then we can go get them something. Said, honey, we ain't got, I don't even know if we got $50 bank. I said, you write the check for $50. That's what God said to do. She wrote that check. The next day, a fellow brought over and give me some money. God told me to give this to him. Well, we got like 3 or 4 times what we put to them. And I turned around and give most of that to them too. Because if it comes from God, God expects you to do something with it, friend. If he saves your soul, if he takes your sins away, he grants you salvation, mercy, and the grace of God, the fellowship with the Father, and glory to God. God expects you to do something with it. If you claim to have faith, well, don't fret and hold on to it. Use it. Testify everywhere you go. Witness to people. Get out and try to win souls. Glory to God. He said the fields back then was ripe to harvest, but laborers was coming up short. Why? Oh, they got faith. They just don't want to use it. If you don't use the faith that God gives you, it'll profit you nothing. It's like having $1 million gift to you. You're going to put it in a safe in your house, big old thick safe, and you never use it. Then you die. What did that profit you? Nothing. It'll be somebody else's. If you don't want your faith, pray it to me. I'll use it for God and the glory of God. I'll use it for other people that's seeking true salvation. Somebody that wants to go to church and be a witness for God, to be a light shining in this dark world, because people, we're losing them right and left out here in this world today. There's so many things. Now they're starting on little bitty kids in kindergarten, first grade. Oh, you may have been born a boy or girl, but don't you wish you were something else? Pure evil. The devil, pure evil, has crept into America. Why? Because all them people that said they had all faith that they could move mountains and cast them into the sea hadn't got faith enough to protect their children in prayer, to keep the schools clean, to keep the right people in office, to know who is among you, praise God. We need to be praying, church, for a spirit of discernment, and you'll never cast a wrong vote. A spirit of discernment to where if the preacher preaches wrong, you'll know he's not of God. If he's not preaching the word of God, he's preaching something he wants you to know. Am I preaching against preachers? God, no, I'm not. Because he said, how can you get the faith? How can you believe? Unless you hear. How you hear? Unless it be a preacher. That's what God sent. But today, I'm telling you something. If we're ever going to make it to get back where we were before, because we have fell backwards instead of going on with Jesus, don't let it happen in your life. I remember what it said in the book of Mark there. It said, serve the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and here's the other one, and all your strength. Don't sit down on it. Get up and do something with your faith. Don't just let it be, yes, I believe, yes, I believe. Do something with it. Be a prayer warrior. Be a somebody that goes out and helps the kids to find the right way if the teachers are teaching them wrong. You be the one. Teach Sunday school. Show them there's a better way. Live it in front of the world. And the world can see Jesus in you. Because we quit that. Glory. I remember the people who used to go to church when I was a kid. Wherever you saw them in town, they looked like a Christian. Like Brother Donson, they smell like a Christian. They walk like a Christian. They talk like a Christian. And anybody that needed prayer, they prayed right there. Wherever they was at, they would just stop and pray for them. We doing that today? Are you doing that today? Is that what your life is? Does it mirror Jesus? We're supposed to be a reflection of him, that people see him in us. And we have forgotten where that faith brought us from, where that faith is taking us to. Glory to God, do you not yet understand? We can't live the way we want to. We got to live the way the word says to make it into heaven. Right. If you've got faith, I promise you, it's not hard to do. And here's what goes from experience. I got a daughter. She come to me one time, got in church, and folks got saved. And said, Daddy, it's just so hard to live. It's just so hard to live. I said, you didn't get what you need. You didn't. Oh, yes, I did. No, you didn't. If you get what you need, friend, it's not hard. It's hard not to. It's hard to discourage yourself so bad that you can't do what Jesus said. It's hard to make you believe that I just can't keep from saying them ugly words. I can't keep from wanting a drink of alcohol. I can't keep from wanting one of them. That's a lie. That's a lie comes straight from hell. Because Satan wants you to be deceived. He wants you to drop your faith to you. What did he say in the Bible? Put on that armor, old armor of God. What was the shield of? Do y'all remember? Take the shield of faith.
Yes, amen.
It's all the fiery darts of the wicked. We got to have the shield of faith. And you got to have faith as being the bridge between you and God. All the time. Prayers go up, blessings come down. Prayers go up, blessings come down. Tonight, your bridge may be crumbling. It may need repair. But I can tell you where to go get it. I can tell you to come back where you started. Come back to your knees. Get in the altar. Get in the closet. Get wherever. And get a hold of the woman that died for you. Get a hold of the woman that you believed in before. Don't wait till tomorrow. You better do it tonight. Tomorrow may never come. We may get up real early in the morning with a trumpet sounding. And the eastern skies split open. And Jesus being seen by all eyes, all over the world, coming back in the clouds with great power and glory. But he's only coming back for the ones with faith, that done something with faith, that used their faith to further their walk with Jesus. It ain't all about being a missionary or going overseas or running into town and standing on the street corner and preach. But praise God, it's about furthering your walk with Jesus. Because when you do, it'll be seen. You won't have to tell it. It'll show on you, folks. You got true faith, it'll be seen. Because when you go to church, praise God, you're that one that can't sit still. You're that one that's got to testify. You're that one that wants to pray for everybody. You're the one that may get to dance in the spirit a little bit. But you'd also be the one to see God's hand move in your life.
Amen.
On your family, on your everything, because praise God, gets a hold of you. He touches everything around you. Praise God. He can get on one in a church house. If he gets on them right, he might bring the whole church in. That's what he's waiting on. He's not waiting on me. He's waiting on us. Us, all of us, to come back home like the prodigal son. The door's open, praise God. Let's get back to worshiping him in spirit and in truth and in true holiness. Bless God. Clean your life up. Clean your life up. Get rid of the garbage. We have a garbage coming by here every Tuesday morning. I have the can sitting at the road to get rid of the garbage. But it takes Jesus to get rid of the garbage out of here. I don't want filth in my house. He said, you wonder why you can't get your prayer through? Because you're doubting God. You wonder why he's not listening? Because there's filth in the house and he don't stay there no more. You can't hold hands with one and tell the other you love him. It will not work. Just like cheating on your husband or wife, that marriage won't work either. Well, I'm married to Jesus. We've been joined together. And friend, you have too. If you worship him, spirit and truth and in true faith. True faith is not like all these, oh yeah, I believe in God. Where you go to church at? I don't know. I said it. I mean it. Tonight is about time for the church of God. I didn't say the denomination. The church of the living God to come together in faith and start seeking God for the nations of the world, for the peace of mankind, not peace outwardly, peace inwardly. When we find the peace of God, peace will start reigning in our nation too. We can see people come off these murder streaks and start getting on their knees and getting humble before God. He's waiting on us. Everybody said, well, I'm waiting on him to lead me. He showed you the path. He walked it. He loved you.
Amen.
He prayed on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Don't hold this against them. I know they beat me. You can't tell who I am for looking at my face. They beat me. They beat the meat off my back. They nailed me to this cross. Father, please,
amen,
forgive them. Because I love them. I love them still. There's not one of you that Jesus don't love enough right now. No matter how you turned your back on me, I can say this right now with a true heart. Turn around. If you turn your back on God, turn around. Look who's standing there waiting on you. Turn around. And that Spirit of God will lead you on. Let your faith be something that's a tool against the devil. Do you know he can't hinder a man with strong enough faith? He's got that faith. Satan can't touch him. That's the hedge that God puts on each one of us. Our faith, if it's true. If it's true, we've overcome the evil one. We're headed on. We're on the road to holiness. Pure holiness. Glory to God and righteousness before God. And I just thank God tonight that we got a God that loved us that much. That
amen,
we can be proud of. We could fall by the wayside and be that seed that just wouldn't grow his own old stony place. And you know he can work a miracle in us and have that seed start growing.
Yeah.
That seed of faith can grow in you again. Friend, I love you. I really do. I love everybody. These ones that's murdering and killing, I love them. I want to see them saved. I want to see their lives change. These that's bringing the fentanyl and stuff across the borders, killing so many people. I'd love to see them saved. Have faith in Jesus. They'd never touch it again. They'd never sell it again. They'd never kill again. They wouldn't kill any more babies. There wouldn't be no more child molesters. All these things would be gone if this world would just turn to the one God, Jesus Christ, and let him take that away from you and fill you with faith in him. I love all of you. Just Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you. Get me a drink of water. My mouth about dry up.
Okay, we're going to bring Tim around and let him sing some songs for us. So just worship the Lord with us and just be praying for all the ones out there that need something of God. Just pray that God will get a hold of their hearts and give them the faith that they need. Praise the Lord.
Jesus took my sickness and pain on Calvary, so I
Praise the Lord.
My will within me was fading as I struggled on to my knees. Oh Lord, behold my mountain. To me it's but to see. My strength is quickly leaving. My hope is all but gone. Lord, come now to my rescue. I need your strength to carry on. To my tears I heard him whisper, he's this child, he's asked me. Come, behold my mountain that I've already seen. I'll promise I'll await you. Together we'll conquer this. Go run now to that mountain and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than mine. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I'll not be discouraged. I'll not be beat, and I'll just look how big my God is. It claims the victory. No more will I live in bondage. No more will I walk in fear. No more will I have to be alone, wiping away my tears. For he promised to be with me, and that my battle was also his. So I'll just run into the mountain and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than my knees. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I'll not be discouraged, and I'll not talk to and I'll just look how big my God is, and claim the victory. I'll just look how big my God is, claim the victory.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bear with me just a minute. I'm trying to find a song there.
Should you hear the night?
Amen. Sure have. Thank you, Lord, for your life. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
When morning comes and early, seem hard to bear. And I wonder, does anyone really care? And when it seems not to perfect, and everything's all wrong, I look around and count my blessings. And the morning doesn't seem so long. When I start a day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to get me down, and I go you in prayer. I don't need there. I'm making through today, but I take the time to pray and I start my day with you. Sometimes we get so busy that we forget you. And if we wonder why our prayers won't seem to get through, but in the good times or bad, Lord, you're the best friend I've ever had. And when I take the time to pray, you and I can conquer whatever comes my way. When I start my day with you, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to get me down, that's when I go to you in prayer. I'm making it through the day when I take my break and start my day. When I go to meet I know I'll be leaving. I'm making it through the day when I take my break and I start my day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And often my feet will stray. And the gentleness still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I cross these hills, across these valleys of sin, I'm daily led. And I walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal ahead. There is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. Ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know I'll be at home with Jesus where tears will never be shared. Don't go off in this broken, rough and rocky, don't know what lies ahead. While on this road, I get so weary, and often my feet go straight. But a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb these hills and cross these valley mountains, I'm daily led. And I won't look back, I'm gonna keep on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead.
Jesus. And God would come through every single time that we would stand together and agree in faith on what our needs, you know, for our needs to be met. And I can remember one time I was asked to come out to Poplar Bluff, Missouri for a revival, and our car was not much. It was giving us problems and everything, and we knew that it wasn't going to make it out there and back. And so we only had like $15 to our name, but we trusted the Lord, and Lloyd Ray said, we're just going to stand and pray and believe that God's going to give us the car before we go out there. And I looked at him and I said, okay. And so he said, you just watch. So we went to Tilly Lane's in Lenore City, and he told them that, you know, that he was a minister and that he was needing a vehicle to go out and preach a revival. And he said, now I'm going to tell you right now, I only have $15 to my name. And they looked at him and they said, no problem, because he'd gotten cars from them before and paid them off and everything. So they let us take the car all the way to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, before we ever paid a dime down on it. And we were expecting money to come in from a source, and we was just waiting on the Lord, but we knew that we had the revival and needed to go, so we just stepped out in faith, and God moved, and we already signed papers before we ever left with the car, you know, that we were going to buy it. And he said, you just give me the money within 2 weeks. Well, we got up there in the revival, and Lloyd Ray got up to preach, and he said, I feel like the Lord is going to move on this situation before we ever get back home. He's going to give us the money to pay that car off. Well, sure enough, we got to Nashville, Tennessee, and we was in a motel, and we were supposed to be in Georgia the next morning. The money had come in. They called us and told us the money had come in to be there the next morning. Lloyd Ray said, there ain't no way I can be there in the morning. He said, I'm in Nashville, but I'll be there the day after. So we went, we signed papers and paid the car off. God met that need just because we stood on faith, stood on the promises of God. And, I mean, there's so many times that we've had to stand in faith and believe God for our needs, but God never failed us. He always come through for us, always right on time. And I just thank God and praise him, you know, for everything that he's ever done for us. Go ahead, Brother Miles, and obey the Lord.
Well, I got a little something else I wanted to bring. I was going to bring it out of Psalm 34, but I know a lot of people, oh, that's the Old Testament, so. It's out of 1 Peter, chapter 3, it's verses 10, 11, and 12, so you might write it down if you haven't got your Bibles, look in it later and read what it says. But it says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers.
Amen.
But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. But friend, what I preached tonight, I wanted to bear it out by the Word of God. That's the reason I give you exactly where it was. The verses. There's not one of us that don't want to see, you know, good days, and all of us love life and all that, but he tells you what to do to get it. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. You know, seek after peace and ensue that peace. You know, help the peace to come. Be a servant of God, for the eyes of the Lord are over the right. He's watching us all the time. A lot of times we don't even have to ask, because before we can even ask, he already knows what our needs are, and he'll meet them.
Amen.
Sometimes we've never even prayed yet. And then we pray to thank him. But, you know, there's other times where he said his ears are open under our prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. You think
Amen.
That you can be out in this world and live like I got, well, people in my family that live like the devil, hold hands with the devil, run with the devil, but they think because they pray, they are to get things from God. But his face is turned against them. It says
Amen.
So right here in the Word. You can't do evil and expect good from God, because God is not even listening. He said his ears was open to the prayers of who? Of the righteous. That's who his
Amen.
Ears are open to. When I preached before, you know that when he don't hear a sinner's prayer. He does if you repent, because you come to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Contrite
yes.
spirit means that you're a sorrowful spirit. You're repenting. That's what it's talking about. When you come to God in that way, he said he loveth such as be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He loves you, and he's still willing to forgive you. But you got to come back before you get to praying and see all your prayers being answered. Before you
yes,
leave life, you know, you love life. Well, he can end it for you too, just as well as grant it to us. We've been granted
Amen.
Life on this earth. None of us know how long it's going to be. We know we're going to leave here someday, somehow. But praise God, he's made a way for us, hallelujah, God, that while we're here, to see good days, to see the blessings of God move in our lives.
Yes.
And that is through that big old word, faith.
Amen.
Faith, and I trust God to do what he said. If he said he's watching me, then he knows ahead of time when trouble's coming. He can see it coming
Amen.
Down the road when I'm blind to it. But praise God, when I pray before that truck, Lord, protect me, shield me from all harm. I get in my car. I start to town. Lord, grant me travel, safety, and mercy up and down the highway, and keep everybody else on it safe around me. I pray before I go anywhere, because he's hearing that, and he delivers you. I've been delayed from leaving before. Maybe 5 minutes, something go wrong. Had to do it, then go get in the car, start up the road. There's a big wreck right where I would have been. And I know other people's done the same thing. God's
yeah.
looking out for us when we don't realize we need it. God's answering prayers sometimes before we even pray them. He knows what's coming, and we don't. We just got to be prepared that when it gets there, we got a God we can turn to that'll hear our prayers and deliver us from all our
Amen.
Fears, all our troubles. Glory to God. He said, whoa, praise God. Ooh, I feel good. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. Praise God.
Yes.
There ain't nothing he can't deliver us from. We got to get focused and fastened on Jesus and let everything else go by, and we'll see good days. We'll have life. We can live it more abundantly while we're here on this
yes.
earth, and imagine what heaven's going to be like. Glory to God. You don't even have to worry about elections. You don't have to worry about if the government sends you a check. You don't have to worry about if they've got the food at your grocery store, because God will be our supplier forever and ever, and he never failed. Glory to God. He'll never come short of meeting our needs, and that means in your life here and in your forever there. People, he's waiting on us. But I wanted to bring that out because people don't even understand. That same thing is wrote in Psalm 34 over. He said that his eyes is upon the righteous and his ears is open unto their cry. And in this one it said, open to their prayers. He's listening for you to pray to him. He's listening because that means you got faith in him if you're here on this earth and you're laying everything at his feet. Saying, Lord, take over my life. Deliver me from the things that are coming at me, Lord. Let me rise above them, Father God. You said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you set up a standard before me, praise God, that would part the waters of the enemy. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fear. I don't have to get down like a lot of people does. And they just get so shook up over a little trouble. They get so worried, so fearful, and they don't realize our God's bigger than that.
Amen.
Our God is bigger than our fears. He's bigger than our troubles. He's bigger than our needs. He's bigger than our doubts. Glory to God. Cast that mess. Go Satan and just hang on. Because God is still delivering his children each and every day. There's so many. They lose hope along the way. That maybe the churches grow cold as going to. And they kind of lose their fire for God. But praise God. You know what? If you got a little kindling, he'll light that fire back up in you. And all you got to do is turn back around and say, Lord, I messed up. Forgive me and let me do my first works over. I'm coming back home, Lord. I'm coming back home because you always kept me safe. You always let me see good days. You always kept my family fed. God, I can't do it, but I know you can. That's what faith is, folks. Knowing that he can and that he will, as long as we are the righteousness of God upon this earth.
Yeah.
My righteousness, my Bible tells me this, how good I think I am, my righteousness is filthy rags before the Lord. If
yeah.
we ain't seeking his righteousness and trusting in his goodness and in his mercy and in his supply, then glory to God. We'll have nothing from God. But when you lay it all down just for the hope of reaching out and getting a hold of Jesus in your life, glory to God, you're going to find Jesus. That's the day you'll find him. The Bible said is when you seek him with your whole heart. And glory to God. Why would you seek somebody that you don't have faith in? So our faith is what helps bring us to Jesus. Glory to God. The faith. If we got to believe that he is, he's a rewarder of them that seek him out,
yes.
diligently seek him. Praise God.
Yes.
And then we can be like James 5, glory to God, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much with God. Hallelujah. It'll bring
Amen.
Blessing. It'll bring peace in your life. It'll open up doors that the devil is shut. Praise God. I didn't think I'd ever be able to go and preach and do things for God, but I have. And it ain't by me. It's by the grace of God. It's by the mercy of God. It's by the strength and power of God, not me. When we get to thinking we're all that, then we've come back to nothing. But when we get
Amen.
To praising God because he's all that, then you can become, glory to God, listen, the sons and daughters of God. Faith, like I said, Michael, that's the bridge between us and God. But that faith has got to be true. That faith has got to be exercised. That faith's got to be used each and every day. Every time you pray, every time you praise God, it's got to be in faith and sureness of knowing that he's listening, that he's got his ears open to you. He's not messing around, and he's sitting there crying out to his children right now. He's convicting people all over this world. Hallelujah. If they'll listen right now, even though we're getting close to the final hour, they call it, them last few years or days that we're upon this earth before Jesus comes, we're getting in the final hour. But praise
Amen.
God, there's still time now. There's still hope now. He's still listening now. Cry out to him in faith. If you've never come to Jesus, he's waiting on your cry right now. He's waiting
Amen.
On you to say, Lord, I need you to come in my life. I need you to deliver me from this depth of sin that I've waded off in. God, help me. Pick me up. Set my feet on the rock of Jesus Christ. Let me live in faith in you. Let me walk in faith in you. And let me come home one day through faith
yes.
in you. Glory to God. Because it's fixing to be too late to cry out, too late to reach out to God. Because if you remember, in Revelation it tells you, before he comes back, that old angel going to step out. put his foot on the land of the sea, and he's going to declare time will be no longer. And you won't have time to come back home. You won't have time to say, Lord, forgive me. You won't have time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I let you down. Lord, I let my faith waver. But if you got him in your heart, ain't going to be nothing that you're going to hear except glory to God. Welcome in, my good and faithful servant. You had faith in me. You held on. You didn't let go. You trusted me for your salvation. You trusted me in your life. You trusted me with your children and your household and the things around you and all the things that I've blessed you with. You trusted me for them. I'm trusting you to come in my kingdom and be my child forever. Glory to God. One day soon, we're going to get to hear that because he is coming back. It can't keep going like it's going. It can't be the evil in the world that's trying to take over like it is now. But praise God, his light has got to shine where the children of God are. And praise God tonight, we turn the lights on by faith. Think about that. You walk over to the light switch, dark house. First thing you do is flip that switch. Your faith tells you that light's coming on. Well, listen to this. God can turn the light on in your life to where you can be the light that shines for others. But it only happens through faith. Just like flipping that switch on the wall, he can flip a switch in your heart and take you from a sinner to a saint. He can change you from just lost and undone and wallowing in the mire of sin. Praise God. Clean you up. Wash you whiter than snow. Give you a robe without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And set your feet where they'll never be moved again. He can set you up on Jesus. And Jesus will always, always be with you and be listening for your cries. Ain't that what you want? Somebody to love you in such a way like you never felt. To love you more than your mama and daddy could. Your brothers and sisters, your wife or husband. He'd love you in such a way that you can actually feel it. That when you get down praying, you feel his spirit move through you. You know he's with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever and ever. He'll never leave you, never depart from you. Ain't that what you want? What are you seeking out in this world that you think you can find? Everything here was created by God. The only thing here that wasn't is the evil that's in this world, and that belongs to Satan. He's the one that made it to be a pitfall for you. Don't let him win. Tonight, turn your heart back to the Lord. You've been out there backslid, may have been out for years from church. He's still God. He's still saving. He still loves you. He's still calling your name. He's still pulling at your heart. He's trying to get you back. He don't want to lose you into that lake of fire forever. And friend,
amen.
You've never known him. You've never known him as your Savior. Tonight is your time. Tonight, today, this hour, is the day of salvation right now. If you'll cry out, you're going to be finding something that you will never want to let go of. You'll want more and more and more if you really get hold of Jesus. And it's not a hard walk. It's just a straight and narrow walk. But it's not hard to walk it because you walk it by faith in him, not strength from you. Glory to God. Sister Betty, I couldn't help but get that out as in my heart. I want to say that before I got off here tonight. Because I love the Lord. And you know what? He's been good to me. And I'll guarantee there ain't nobody nowhere can say God has been bad to them. Because they've lived every day of their life. They've woke up to sunshine and rain just like me. They've been fed or they'd be dead. You ever thought of that? They're clothed or they'd be in jail for going naked. So he has kept you. He's done all that for you. And all he has, have faith in the one that give it to you. Because Jesus died for you because he loved you so much. And he still got the door open for you to come home. Praise God. Amen. Turn it back to you, sister.
Praise the Lord. We enjoyed that good message, good anointed message. And there was one more scripture I was wanting to read here. It's John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
So if we stand upon the promises of God's word and believe, then the Lord's going to come through and and answer our prayers. And Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Well, would you move pray for Freddie Lindley? That's my brother-in-law that went to the hospital earlier tonight. But last I talked to him, he's still in the hospital. They're running blood enzymes and things to make sure it wasn't his heart. But his EKG and all that come back good. And my sister, Edna, she is doing a lot better. She had COVID. And she's now where she can talk. She did sound like a bullfrog. But she's doing a lot better. Pray for my two grandkids, my son David's two kids, Landon and Kelsey. They were running fever day before yesterday. 104, and the other 102 or 3. Had to carry them both to the emergency room. They had type A flu, and they told them they didn't have any Tamiflu, that it was sold out in Virginia. They didn't have any to give them. Just carry them home and give them Tylenol and stuff, try to keep the fever down. That's all they could do. So pray for them, lift them up. Remember my mother. She's been having several bad days here lately, being super dizzy every time she got up. God,
okay.
Move on that. She'll be 94 years old Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God, good long life.
Yes, she has.
We just thank God for the prayers that he's been answering. I said this
Amen.
At the first. Some might not have heard it. We had been praying for three babies that weighed a pound or a little over a pound. And all three babies are doing, you know, their own, breathing on their own now, I guess. And one of them's still in the hospital and, you know, the NICU, but it's gaining strength every day, and I just thank God for touching these three babies. And there's a one-year-old and a three-year-old that have fevers. Their mother said to pray for them. There's a person that has cancer. They said in several places in his body, and they wanted the hand of God to move on it, and I told them that we'd be in agreement with them. We know that nothing's too hard for God. He can do anything.
Amen.
Pray for this granddaughter that's in the hospital that's needing a healing touch. Angie, Daniel, Leon, and their family needs a touch from God. And Dennis Robinson said to pray for a friend. And Marilyn Smith said to pray that she would get another car. Her car is bad, and everywhere she's been, they're wanting either $1,800 down or whatever, and she don't have nothing but $500. So she just needs to trust God that he'll bring it in for her, and we'll be praying with her on that. And let's remember all the ones that are sick in their bodies right now. Remember our pastor wasn't able to come tonight. He's kind of congested, and he's been preaching a lot lately, and so he took a break to rest and everything. So let's remember that. Let's remember Billy Keeler and his
Amen.
Wife. I don't know if Billy ever got out of the hospital yet. I haven't heard. But he did have MRSA in his big toe, and he's a bad diabetic. He just needs God to move for him, and to move for his wife's eyes. And remember Willie and Lily and Varnellville Gospel Church in Varnell, Georgia. Let's remember Willie's family in Mexico. He's got a bunch that needs to be saved, and a sister that needs healing. So let's remember all that. Let's remember all of our loved ones that are lost out here in sin, that God will tug at their hearts and bring them in, that they'll listen to the call. And let's just remember all the people out here on Facebook. There's many needs out there, I know. And If you have any prayer requests on Facebook there and you want it to be known, just put it in the comments and we'll pray over them. And Brother Miles, just lead us in the prayer there.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, we come before your mighty throne tonight, Lord, to lift these ones up to you, Father, knowing that you're more than able to heal the sick, Lord, to move on the needs, God, of each and every one. And Lord, we're lifting up you tonight. We've been praying for those three babies, God, and you've given, Lord, they're growing. They're doing good, Lord. We thank you for moving on our prayers, for hearing what we ask, God. But not just hearing, but doing it. Praise God. Lord, through faith, we get all that we ask, God, through you. And I pray tonight, Lord, that my brother Freddie, Lord, that had the heart from God, I pray that there's nothing wrong, Lord, God, that you've done it. And touch through his body. I'm thinking of moving on my sister, who will serve that cousin, Lord. Lord, I ask tonight, the move of glory in the name of God. And Lord, where he's worked so hard and done the work for you, God, help him with his suggestion and his test. Help him, Lord, where he gets to oars and move on to Jesus. Glory to God. But Lord, I believe that you're moving now. Lord, as you move on Billy Keeter, Lord, he's had so much trouble with that pushing through that diabetes. God, I ask you to reach down to him, Lord, and touch him. Come unto him, Father, to move on him in a mighty way. Help him to get
we
past that.
In your name, in Jesus' name.
All right.
God, Jesus, needs that have come in your name. Each and every
help
one of them. We're just asking
Lord,
you right now to just feel the Lord. That
Lord,
vision is for her, Lord.
Lord, on the law Lord, there's so many in this world that don't know you, Father. Lord, we're trying to reach out. Ask you to spread this word. Get people to hear it, God. And they can hear it. And know that God's not hearing when you cry out of sin. But he'll hear you when you cry out of righteousness. But Father God, move on with that now. Open up the heart and the mind of all the people, Father God, that we can all get closer to you. Lord, move on that woman that's got that cancer in their body. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to kill that cancer, to start, not let it eat another cell, but start it again, and let it leave that body, God. There be a lifted up and made well. And we ask you, Jesus, thank God, because I know what that means. There's power. God, they can't do nothing with you. There's power. But the move on our prayers, there's power, God. It's still at me. Lord, that woman that's reading the car, make a way for her, Father God, that she can get her car. Move on everything out there. Dear God, when this season, Thanksgiving, Christmas comes up, Lord, that you be first on their minds, first in their heart, and first in their lives, God. Lord, help
thank
us
you,
to get blessed and to be
born
in the blessed name of Jesus.
We command by the
Lord,
authority
pray, because today truly is the day of salvation. As many of you,
right
let's come, Lord. Ask you to move through Facebook,
back down
move
to
through
normal,
God's
and then
radio,
you.
Move through the
and
videos, Lord, and bring them in. Lord, don't leave them undone and lost. But come and let them know that you are their Savior. You are the best of their prayers, and you are answering their prayers. God, we praise you and thank you for the faith you
have
shown us. We praise you and thank you. We give you all the glory and the honor. And we thank you for hearing this prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
But this person, Lord, that the doctors told him that he had cancer in several places. God, cancer is not too hard for you.
Yeah,
Lord,
you
if you can
that.
Heal my dad, you can heal him.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
God,
you can't. We stand up
Lord,
and put a hand inside his body. The
cancer
can eat no more.
But if he can from cancer, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. We ask God to
to
just move
go
on this,
to the make fine,
this man's body, Lord, and just
yes.
Dry the cancer up in his body, Lord, and let him
Lord, I know
come
you
back
can.
To sanity and
you.
Heal the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing.
You know,
praise
Sister Betty,
God.
When Brenda was up there at Lexington getting that cancer treatments, we met a man up there that said they had given him 2 weeks to live. And it was like a week or so before, he went and got saved. He went and got baptized. He come back to Lexington. This was his second week. He's supposed to be dying. Come back up there, and they checked him, and there was absolutely no cancer nowhere in his body. And
amen,
he was
God
completely up with it. He had to, you know, where they take them pictures that show he had cancer all through him. But when he come back, there was no cancer. When Jesus come in, the cancer had to go. People, we don't even understand the miracles of God, but they're available for you and me and all that believe today. He can work a miracle in your life and on your body. And all you got to do is have that faith to believe he will. Praise God.
Amen. That's right. Just have faith in God. That's all it takes.
Amen.
We're just about out of time here, so we're just going to say goodnight. We love y'all, and God bless. And tune in next week, next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And just join us and praise the Lord with us next week. And God bless everyone. Thank everyone for the for praying for this ministry. Just continue to pray for us. We need all the prayers that we can get. So we just want to say goodnight. We love y'all. God bless.
Yes, and I love all of you. Love y'all. God bless and good night to all of you.
Amen.
Bye.
God bless. Good night.
Bye.